Tzadi, Yutes. Yikum Mokum Tilosoi, Shalot Yishanayu Im Lodotzer. A person should convey a Mokum where he davens. The person should not change that unless he has necessary. Now, what does that mean? Basically, he's kivei a mokum which shul he davens in. That's not sufficient. Within the shul itself, he should have a mokum for where he davens. Shabur Nuntes, Yikum Malkum, she came and seen him of Ramavina, she covered Malkum with Tilosai, because Al Darshan that Ramavina was used a specific place to daven. Can you see by Yeshkema Ramabaker, El Malkum, Shahmad Shamas Pedeyashah? He went back to the same place. So why is the Pusik stressed that he went back to the same place? That he had a Kumakum Kumur where he used to daven.
If we had a place like that, everybody would be fighting to sit there.
Well, we don't be next to us.
Yeah, if we had it, the place he went to.
Okay. Okay. So, fine. Even when you're davening at home, it should be with a kavod like a place where people know when you're davening, it's when you're davening. Even though you don't daven there regularly, but whenever you daven there, the people know this is where you're going to be. Within Dalai Lama's is always is the same makam.
So,
an interesting flip side of this thing is that the halachas of a person who's on a bayless is supposed to change his seat. So the change should be more than Dalai Lama's. Otherwise, it's still called the same makam. And talking about that, there's an interesting question. So let's say a person who's in the bayless and he wants to daven for the yamid, and if he would stay in his regular shul, he would be able to get the daven for the yamid. There's already somebody who's davening there, etc. Is it better he should stay in his own shul where he normally davens, have the Maila Makam Kavua, and not daven for the yamid? Or should he go somewhere else where he'll be going to be able to get the Almud? So I remember when I was in a Avelis for my father, Lomashom, I had the Shailum, and the Rebbe said I should stay where I was. I shouldn't go from place to place to be able to catch me on Makam Kavua's Makam Kavua. Whatever you daven, you daven. Now, this is a Tel Shiva, which not only is of daven Velma, they only have one person set a Kaddish at a time. Aleph and Beis, Yeshiva always took a Kaddish. So Mincha, Yeshiva took the Kaddish. Memar, Yeshiva took the Kaddish. Because they had people they were saying for. So if Obel A davens for Ben Mincha, Yeshiva takes the Kaddish, so Obel B doesn't have a Kaddish. So it doesn't have anything by Mincha at all. Same thing by Mar. So every someone's getting one Kaddish a day. And they didn't say Kaddish, but there's no Kaddish of one in the morning either. The Kaddish of his Mashir, the Kaddish of the Yom, and the later the Yeshiva took. So there was two Kaddishim. There was a total of two Kaddishim available for the Avelim every day. Right? And then there was you down for the Omer, you know. The only was in a day which the Avelim couldn't down for the Omer, so they allowed they would use. The fact that the sheep is down for the almond would be for that, the almond would get a kaddish. But the day almond was davening, we had three available at the same time. So we worked it out. The same, but you know, you got the almond one of the tefillahs per day, and you got nothing the rest of the other two tefillahs.
Even though an awful normally gives up his makam kavua, but you're in your min
kavua. Right, the mile of business is kavua is like that. So that's what he held. So when I see over here in the verse of Dirshu that he brings from Riyashiv that a person. The reason why a person davens to the Yom the Yud Beis Kodesh, is because of Kibbut Aveim, which has interesting ramification. Let's say there's six Aveilim in the Shul. Reuben died and he left over five sons, and Shimon died and left over one son. So we would think in our minds that, you know, they should split. Reuben and Shimon's children should split it equally. Shimon gets half and Reuben gets half. That's not the law. They divide the six Aveilim, divide it equally. because each person is his chibur for the omelet does kibur avay. So son number one doesn't pass to son number two because he kibur avay. So all six avaylim have a kibur avay mishum. So that's true. Kibur avay tells you that that would override kibur. You bring from Zalman and Rabbi Yaakov. They both said that you shouldn't be mishanah mekaymai. By your side, it makes sense. You should. It's a one day chance a year. That would make sense to do that. He says that. So Rabbi Asher held you would switch. Chav. So a person comes to the shul, you cut his shear snake, so he might have his problem. Person should first step inside, and when he steps inside, he should step inside the two doorways worth, and then he davens. Now, what is a shear snake, so he has before him shear snake, so he might have a problem. Cut his nickname. A person should sort of like move in a little bit, which means don't sit by the door looking like Shir Kamasa Yeshiva's basically. That's looking like he's ready to run out any second. He wants to be able to like be by the door so he can run out, you know, the first moment. You move in a little bit. That's only true of the guy. It's not his normal walk. I mean, he sort of like steps aside and he sort of like, you know, move in. No, I'd rather stay over here. If that's your walk, it's your walk. You're by the doorway, you see all the distractions outside. So if there's nothing going on outside, it's not a problem.
Why?
It means it's not talking about a distance, it's talking about a time. You should pause. Right, before you walk in, the first thing you pause a little bit, and then you start davening.
Okay.
Samachalov, Shir Shnei Psachim. I'm actually causing the Sark Lasses Azora Lifnei Abetz Knesses. It's proper to build. You build a shul. There should be a lobby.
What happens when you have?
Dumas Ulam Shaya Lifnei Hechel. Just like there was an Ulam, which was the large entrance hall before you went into the Hechel.
So it comes out.
The Herak Lefarsh was ever mind by the Shir Shnei Psachim.
There was a doorway
into the Ulam and there was a doorway into the Hechel. That's why, because I use the mushal of Shnei Psachim. And based on that, we can discuss how big they are. The final thought of this is the whole idea was that you should have this kinesa to allow you to come into the Hechel. You shouldn't dive in the Azorah.
Is it really plausible to say?
So the second shot is the Yishi, you should wait a little bit. Why? Allows you to set a little bit and then daven focused, because she's probably taken because he's also in peace time, and that's the Mishavas. You start daven right away, you still haven't settled in.
There's no shape provided.
But it's still going to score out.
Okay. The
Kabbalah has been said, Knesset, she caught us a
gun of Tchilo, Hoyle, Beroy, also,
so we, because I'll have a lotion that you're only covered by a Pesach, she ate with Mezuzah, which means there's no dinner giving cover to the person going to basic Kisei, that the Gomel should go to the basic Kisei first. They're covered.
In other words, basically what the Gomel is doing is
okay, so this is that the same way it applies going to a home, it applies going to the shul. Mr. Disher asked an interesting question that he brings in the prima gala. So if I let the gala go first, I'll be number 11. If I don't go to the gala first, I'll be number 10. It says you will top at the gala first, and you'll be number 11. There should be nothing to you on the wall. Something which is kavur to be there. It's not considered a hefsik. So that's something which is attached. A choshev mechitza rak medaber gadol shagava asara v'rochvei arba. I will never cut on the choshev hefsik. And b'klal, this only applies to things which are large enough that they would have a lochic status of a hefsik, which means they're 10 tefachim high and they're 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim wide. So a chair is not a problem. Most of our tables are not a problem either.
Ratio is 5 to 1.
You know, they're 10 to 1 high, but there's airspace in between them, as opposed to a box. I feel all the men are chaytzis. So the fact that a person in front of you is not a chaytzitza. Zog the and animals as well. Zot the Ramah, but Linira the Balichaim chaytzitzim bottom in the chaytzis. Okay, near Soros the Poiskim. After the novel talks to Soros, could be there's a mistake in the Shulchan Aruch, and that's what he meant to say.
2 hours by 2 hours.
So Chazal Darshan, for the fact that he faced directly to the wall, you should be directly next to the wall. Let's be surah. Sometimes it's the way the shul is set up. It's impossible. So it's preferred. It's not a ma'akev. Okay, in Efshel Lakalus, he spelled the Minyan Acher. If we have another choice, he goes to the Pomim Shemispal and Basora, Beza Cheder, Yeshel Cholod and Lamed, believe it's Chetitza Lakersel. In the room that they're in, it's not always, not everybody can stand next to the wall. Ayakim Atzilah, Beshazel, Eilel Cheder Acher, and he spelled. Don't, you know, try and go to a different room and redo it. So one of the explanations for the problem or the myla is because it's when you're right next to the wall, there's less things to distract you. So the Kabbalists say the person should shut his eyes or focus inside of the sitter. Nothing between you and the wall. Another manikir, my feeling, move rachik manikir. Sherman based on the Knesset. Gam ken yeshi zor shloyachutz ben alikir. So not only does it apply when you're immediately next to the wall, and even if you're in the middle of the shul, you should try and set yourself up in the place where you're directly facing the wall. It's also within your Dalai is that there's something there, so that's the fact that between you and the wall, you're 20 amas away from the wall, and between you and the wall, there's something that's not an issue. It means immediately within your area, there's something there, that's a distraction. A table. So though mita shalonu shasuyus the shchima bein derech l'taltu mimokim mimokim nikros derech kavua benim chetzim, they have these the beds don't move bishcholkim mitayim lachem b'nevshers, even though they're not attached, but since you normally leave them stationary, that's called derech kavua. And some say no, it has to be as only if it's attached. So he's in the gap, you'll be diving in a room which has a bed in it. Okay, his only place is over Godel. I'm a Taz, called over Shukh Tfilo, Tfilo Godel Harbi, Eno Choshev Hepsik. So a person has a stender, it's not a problem. Shukhun Shabbai, Shabbinicham Lava Sitter. So I'm using the table to put my sitter on. It's a Hepsik? No, it's okay. Okay, no, go basic. Next creation, they collect on Shukhun Kotten, Shukhar Stender, Shabbinicham Lava Sidurim. It's not a problem of a Hepsik. And then people went down from there because there was a whole bunch of Jews that were in there, and they already killed the other person. Okay. And then because it held your sitter. Now, interesting question is, what will be in the case where you're davening balpeh, you're holding the sitter, you don't understand it. Is that a chatzitza? You know, it's 10 tefachim high and it's 4 wide. So it's a problem. Unless you're going to be leaning on it, it's supporting you. But if not, you're not using it anyway. So really, you should set it to the side. Rock bar bob. It's not 4 wide the whole way up. On top, at the point where 10 tefachim high, it's 4 wide. It's a problem. But as I recall, the Chosher have sick. People go to Pre-Chosher Shkarlik, the same as every Mormon, the Chosher of the Bibi Shubba, the Rambam, Shubba, the Yosef, the Masham Hachi, even a small thing is an issue. Come on, Mr. Solomon, the Knesset, the Kuyam, the Chosher have sick, the Kuyam, the Ein Shammer, the Chosher. But the benches are not a problem.
The chairs that are not that are movable are a problem.
So in the most edition over here brings from Chaim Kanievsky, says that the shoes, which, the chairs which are made to be there regularly because you need the chairs for davening, but it also is called kavua for this purpose. Okay. It's possible to not daven behind a person. That would be preferred. We have to question this. The actual is our bizet. The capture she you call home, I'm the basic nurses. They're going to cost the boy up suckers on them. You know, you have a very large room and a very small minion, fine. Otherwise, it's impossible. If you have an option of acquiring a mokum kua by the wall, you should do so. This is part of the logic behind the minig. You give the nisbodim to sit in the misrevans because it's a mile to be right next to the wall. So you would give that to the people of stature. If you have tapestries hanging on the wall, and they have pictures on them, they would weave different types of forms into the tapestry. So they're distracting. If you're focusing on, if the wall has a mural on it, so you should try and focus away. There shouldn't be pictures inside the siddur. That's a distraction. So these batala come on. So we have this aura. If you assume sometimes they have these benchers, and they have photos and pictures and mice and stuff like that. So you know the goal is really to enhance the kavana, but in many ways, it can be distracting. Because if it's what's put on there, something which is not sneezed, etc., so obviously just to have it around is a problem.
Stained glass windows.
Depends what's in the window, right? It's
beautiful artwork.
Okay. Because you look at the pictures, it will be makavet. What's hanging on the walls are not considered chatitza. Can him aim the tsiurim between all the coast? So surely these people make them. The fact that you have things hanging on the wall. So that's not a problem. That's not a problem. As long as they're not distracting.
Still
gets kosher
despite the fact that it's
higher. That's the worst. You shouldn't mitzur mitzorim. Can you shizur mitzam? Zeh shalim tzar b'kosel b'seknes it's tziurim negapam shalada. Alamayim mikamas ish. If you do put in pictures, etc., they should be above a person, the height of people's heads.
Tanakama still said that it's possible. What is that? When it's okay. Higher than 20 hours. In other words, the fact that it's wider than 4 hours is not necessarily a carte blanche. to allow you to kashrus.
So apparently, once upon a time, they used to look straight ahead.
You must take into consideration
they weren't looking up.
As you were making the wine, you still must take
into just staring around during the davening. They were focusing straight ahead. So the Mercy Dishra brings from Rosh Hashanah. He says, nowadays people seem to look up, and therefore you shouldn't put even things in further up. You shouldn't do.
You should put your sitter further.
He said that people, you know, these pictures up on the wall, even further up, are a problem, because people tend to look upwards nowadays, more than they used to, apparently. Also, these fellow Kenegan Amar, you can't daven towards a mirror. The Metzik, looks like you're bowing down to your reflection. Even though, forget about the issue of distraction, your eyes are shut. So, look, the mirror would be distracting. So even though your eyes are shut, it's still awesome. Now, what about a nighttime? If you have a window and it's dark outside, so the window acts like a mirror. So they bring from the stipler. The stipler suggested not to do that. Okay. To bring these things which had pictures or written on it, elements of not tzniyus, that's a proper to do. It's a toeva, you don't bring it to your house. Okay. Chavdal, you spell it beside Rabbi, Loyachuri Rabbi, below the funnel. You shouldn't daven next to him, behind him, or in front of him. You don't daven, near your Rebbe. But if that's the center of the shul, it's mutter. Even though we would prefer to be more careful, the mice are minigas in Mako in the shul. Garba Amos is mutter. If you're 4 hours away, it's mutter. I'm here a day is Simon Rishman Bay. Ein Gimel Mitzad Rabbi. Why? So you shouldn't daven next to him. Ki hu yuru. It's a chutzpah. Shemara shu shavu the rabbi. He looks like he's equal to his rabbi. Now, Rabbi, Hanu shorayv chachmosai menu. A gadol ador. This refers to either a person which is the rabbi muvik or the gadol ador. That's when you have this halacha. Because chiyadam nearly yishua who did all of it. The car the same halacha should apply to a father. According to Chayyim, we have a real chinuch issue. You know, parents take the kids to shul, they daven next to them. Where else do you put your kids? You know, 4 hours away from you.
What is
the mechan of them?
Go back, assuming that
the Gemara said. So, what? You know, you start off next to you, and then you. So that's like bad chinuch. You know.
What's the basis
of
such a
rabbi? She shouldn't daven behind it. The Mechanamic Yoruba.
You're saying the Mishnah Berurah set brings down that chayatim that we should hold like that, or he's just citing it?
He's actually saying that you should do like that. That's why he's quoting it.
Our assumption was that some is not going to
the So, the first explanation of a Chori Rabbi is because Dominic behind him also has elements of chutzpah. You know, you should have, like, you don't belong right next to him. One shot. Some would say, it looks like you're bowing to him. You might make your Rebbe wait. Because you're standing davening behind him, he's not going to step back into your Dalai Lamas. So by davening right behind him, more than less than Dalai Lamas away, you're forcing him to stay put. And it'll be so that's not right. Well, the fun of Dali in front of him with Kabul Kermit, the Zev Vadai, who be Zoyan Rabbi Sharman Bachar of the Connector. He's standing with his back to his Rebbe. In a Shulain Lachush, I involve. Shoyadim Shemokim Zem and Yuchud the Rabbis, and the Talmud, the last baby Shemura or Kimishtachim. It doesn't look like you have a chutzpah, but that's the seat that you're given. Or it doesn't look like you're bowing to him. There's all people all around you. You know, that's how it's set up. So you don't have the problem of you or wrong. You don't have the problem of being mishtachav. You still have the problem of mitzayir him. How long is the time of shlishi? And now when they should hear him mitzayir the rabbi, if he's a yesh lahakmer, begam mitzibur lahakmer. So in shul that should be an issue. Minig b'halko. I'm your local. Come back. I'm tired. You can't finish. Come here. Walk. Rabbi, she arched. She abamis. Shall see us. Kadeshal yitzar the rabbi. So the distance you want is 4 amos plus 3 steps. So when the rabbi takes back his 3 steps, he will not be entering into the dalal amos of this person who's davening.
During the
it was a distance of 4 amos. Is mutter.
The sun actually reaches.
The shuls of Kerosene. It's a different area. I bring up Shakos of Hashem. If you thought to the fun of. Sagi Barba Amos bin Sumsum. Dabbing in front of the Rebbe, beyond 4 Amos, alone is sufficient. Abelchir Rabbi, being an Arba Amos, shall see us, can say Yachel Rabbi, if so, shall see us, Acheron, or you certainly have to love. Shall Arba Amos, Allah Yachel, leave Soya, can come up and see Mekupe. According to the third reason, that you're irritating the Rebbe, forcing him to wait for you, so you need to step back 4 hours plus the distance of the 3 steps the Rebbe would take to allow the Rebbe to take his 3 steps. Because of the Masecha Al Mamra Mutter Afilu B'Samuch Rishus Akritihi, the bima they had was like in a, was a raised platform. So that's a different rishus. So if a person, if one of them is davening in the amamra, a memra, and the other one is davening down below, so that's not a problem. Okay. Pei says, "Ayin yoredeya." It works if you're in front of your Rebbe, your back is to your Rebbe, which is not nice, but if you're beyond the Alamas, that's mutter. Okay. Kafe Talmud Chaver Mutter the spell Achari Rabbi, but the Talmud Chaver is Mutter. Hey, Al Achari Rabbi, who would have been Sad Rabbi, but the same Rabbi is Oster. So Talmud Chaver is a person who started out as a Talmud, but he's reached the status that he's functioning as an equal to his Rabbi.
Unbelievable! That is such an oversight. I can't even believe it.
Kol Malkam She Ain Karen by Kriya Shema, so we said before that if you can't say Kriya Shema, obviously you can't daven there. She's Machikim Mitzoya. So all these blockers apply. Mishabura points out by Bebe's Rachim Latila, what in the Talmud Torah called Divrei Kedusha? It's not limited to Tefillah or to Kriya Shema. Any words of learning or of Kedusha can be said in a Malkum which is Matunov or a Malkum of Erev.
Okay, here we go.
Chav Zion, Haya Omer B'Tfila, V'Hishchun Tinek B'Beis HaKnesses. The child was past Meraglayim. So Yishtagach Yaviu Mayim L'Hatul Al Meraglayim. You should stop, quiet, till they bring water to be mevatelit. Or you have the fun of Abraham as the stutter. Or you move away. Or yes, if it's like necessary, you bring to lots. Or if necessary, you leave the shul and you finish davening. So now, what's better? Is it better to stand still and not walk, and have to wait? is it better to walk away? Right? That's the more. But time yoser, Christian time leilichem welcome. Acher v'lo lishtoik. It's better to walk away and continue davening than standing there waiting for them to do it, because it might take some time. You'll end up being forced to daven over again.
Okay. The way I did it was okay. Sun comes over here.
Okay.
So it comes,
it hits right over here. So, Mr. Brewer, the tefillah of Pegimel. Would the recreation of Kedusha, because it's up to the Mala, the Merig Lime is an issue for all tefillahs, or the Kedusha. Menachat tefillah Rabusa, he said, Gamkin Shark Lehla, the fun of our Bahamis, so Yamin, the Kibish Army, to our tefillah, ain't Shark Laharka. So, Kriyishma, obviously, you stop, and if you need to walk away, you walk away, right? The Kiddush over here is in Shemun Esrei. Walking around is not necessarily the nicest thing to do in the middle of Shemun Esrei, right? So maybe we should make an argument that once he's davening already, but since when the Berg Lime is coming out, that is a derisa to say Dibra Kedusha as the Berg Lime is coming out, the presence of that happening. But once it's on the ground, it's almost the Rabbanon. So maybe the Rabbanon were matarit in the middle of Shemun Esrei, he should not be mechuyev to interrupt or to walk away, just keep davening. They didn't ask the Berg Lime in that circumstance. That's what I might have thought. So Zatim Shulchan Aruch, no, that's not true. Now there is a sheet of the Rashba who says like that. The Rashba actually holds, not like this did. The Rashba holds that the halacha is. This is from a Rakea. So the Rashba holds that you would actually keep davening. Okay, but so the Shulchan Aruch is passing, not like that Rashba. That's the Kiddush over here. Yishtoik.
Right, which is much bigger than
now, or walk away, Dalaramis, or walk out of the shul, etc. The Chosel of Mikri El Hafsik, Avosel Hafsik, Bediba, Lahavi, Lamayim. You cannot speak to say, go bring water. Then you cannot do it.
Right.
Kimon Isra Meraglaim in another Mirabana. You want me to show me the encircle Harkik the Zeb Klau? Okay, and the feeling Gam Acher, I'm the Mesech Arabama, shall the Meraglaim at Mispalim. Ain't all the Havsik, the Dimer, and Bishilom, the Hadil. He realized the other people did not realize what happened, and they're continuing to daven. So he wants to tell them, which would require him to speak. Well, you have to say them for a minister. Well, this is an issur d'rabbanan. And some say that you're actually allowed to continue under these circumstances. Now, the second argument we understand. So, but the first argument is it's an issur d'rabbanan. Okay. So you're not machi to stop him from doing issur d'rabbanan. Right? So, what does that mean? Right? So. There's a Nesivus. Nesivus is a fascinating thing. It says, by Yisrael the Rabbanon, Chazal, he's come to Masber a din like this in Shulchan Aruch. It's in the Lochas of Mechatos. If a Sheikhet, the butcher sold meat to the customers, under the assumption that it was kosher meat, and it turned out it was shayfa meat, so obviously it's a mechatos, which means they get their money back. And if they didn't pay, obviously they're not going to pay yet. Right? And they bring the meat, and the whole back of this bottle, they bring the meat back and they get their money back. Well, they ate the meat already. They want their money back, but they ate the meat already. So the butcher says, listen, it's an event, I understand, but you didn't do it intentionally. And the maestro said, you had lunch, so why should you give me money back? So the law says, if it's somebody is to the rice, recipient, the purchaser, says that's not called the, I got a benefit eating something which is also an eat. So you owe me my money back, even like, can I give you back the meat? If it's a Rabbanon, the seller keeps the money. So Dr. Nesivus, what's the difference? Because by Yisr, the rice, the item itself is intrinsically Yisr. By Yisr, the Rabbana, the core of the Yisr is the halacha of the Torah says, Do not deviate from the roots. There's nothing wrong with the item be'etzim. It's a chiyuv. I have a chiyuv to listen to the rabbi. And which is the opposite of that, is the idea of ignoring the rabbi. Now, if I didn't know that this was something which was the rabbi didn't want me to eat, am I called ignoring the rabbi? No. So it means you're not over this or b'chla. There's no aver at all that the Siva says under these circumstances. So it comes out. So when it's Isser arises, the guy says, listen, you know, at the end of the day, I did Isser. So I don't consider that a benefit anyway, shape, or form, and I want my money back. But I can't say with Rabbana, he did zero Isser. So of course he has to pay. So that's what the Siva is Yisoyin. It says the big Yisoyin that by Isser the Rabbana, they do not like an Isser on the item be'etzem. They put a did in the Gavra what to do, which he's mechubadu, because so I understand the case where the person is not aware that there's meraglayim here, there's just rabbanon. I'm not mechubadu form it. So now Mishmar doesn't say that. Mishmar says that if you have an option to inform them, you should inform them. But to be ma'atzah, the actual interruption of Esrei to tell them when at the end of the day they're not really doing anything wrong. So obviously it would be better if they shouldn't do it. This is a famous Shiloh, which they said for Chaim Brisker. Chaim Brisker says, well, if the Erev falls down on Shabbos. Now, the Erev is down. Obviously, we're talking about the Rabbanans, because you can't be matter when Erev doesn't work around the rises. So we're similar to these older Rabbanans. So Erev is down. I see somebody caring. Should I tell them? He says, no. Not doing any of error. Why should you tell them? And if you tell them, you're going to create a difficulty for them. So it's better not to tell them. Let them continue doing what they're doing. So that was his Chaim's suggestion based on this idea of the Nesivus. There's a Shach who says, not like the Nesivus. The Shach says that no, Chacham have a power to actually make Isurim on the actual Isur on the item. That's why, obviously, over here, if you have an option, you'd be mechuyev to try and stop them. And obviously, in the case of Arab, etc., that you'd be mechuyev to try and inform them, etc. Okay.
1/6 of 5 hours,
5/6,
right?
Now, that's a deraisa. They don't realize. So you should save them from the Isser by doing this more lenient affair. What's called the rice? So if they cover it, they covered it. Okay. As long as there's no smell issues. They said it's better to walk away than to wait. You're worried about the possibility that it's going to take too long and you can't step out for whatever reason. Because you have another issue of walking and other people are davening. So then you should continue davening. It's better than waiting and having to start over again.
According to the Rashba, that you don't have to wait, wouldn't it? It would still be if you could have continued, you just didn't. It would still be. Can we differentiate before between you weren't able to continue and you were?
Yes and no. Yes, you're correct. We did. So according to the Rashba, that's true. But the reason why the person is waiting over here and not being summoned on the Rashba, because he holds that he's before the Chashul of the Shita. So for him, it's called a case where he's doing it because of an oinus, and then he would be hectored to have that over there, you don't go back all the way to the beginning. It would depend where you're holding the brachas. You might go back to the beginning of that bracha.
The structure has to be a structure that sometimes variates. It does. During the summer, it's quite changed in Yerushalayim.
So the Mishnah Berurah before raised Reuven's question. It's on page 222. The case where there's married William over the bottom. It's feeling me. Some of the bems of him to this married William happened. Were brought in, whatever, right? Ibn al-Abbasamaya, well, Belia Bakarka, but I think we're called it. He waited while they were bringing water too long. Nearly the after they insert lots of the rush, keep it the evidences of that's a rush, or it's a sister brochus. The seal of the insert la harkic clow, Kim and Shukar, but with three of them. Kim and Lohoyo as onus. Lash Masika, Shemai, about how you're sure, can I leave Merkula? Ein Bir Loch, fine. Mishi Yesh Lechulim, fine, that's different. They says, Ein Bir Loch, the Bir Loch, he says, the Maisa, he would argue, is probably not like this. Shita, and he's going to be blabbed to Sarachim, what the Loch is over here. But over here, he doesn't seem to say anything, which is interesting, because Pasha, this is Bim Kaimai. This is where the Iker Loch is brought down, and he's being Makriya, the foul of the that there's an issue of being chayz the rush under the circumstances, not like those sheikhs. Okay, let's hold it here.